ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 एंटाइटल्ड द हंस गुह्य प्रेयर्स टेक्स्ट 7। न द्रुमेभ्यो न द्रुमेभ्यो महाभागा दिनेभ्यो द्रोग्धुमर्हत विवर्धयिषवो यूयम् प्रजानां पतयः स्मृताः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय शिल प्रभुपाद। O greatly fortunate ones, you should not kill these poor trees by burning them to ashes. Your duty is to wish the citizens, prajas, all prosperity and to act as their protectors. Purport. It is indicated herein that the government or king has a duty of protecting not only the human beings, but all other living entities, including animals, trees and plants. No living entity should be killed unnecessarily. O greatly fortunate ones, you should not kill these poor trees by... Herein, moon god Somadev is reminding the Prachetas of two things. One is their fortunate position, as he calls them Mahabhaga, and also Somadev is addressing them as Prajanam Pati, the protectors of all living entities. So Somadev is indicating to the Prachetas that you being very fortunate, you being protectors of all living entities, you are supposed to act accordingly. But herein, you are acting contrary to your position. You are uprooting, burning these trees, which you are supposed to protect. So I thought we'll discuss on this particular theme of how when someone acts contrary to one's position. Now here in the Prachetas, they are burning and uprooting these trees, and every day we are singing in this month of Damodar, Lord Krishna, who also uprooted the Yamala Arjuna trees. But the difference was, when Krishna uprooted these two trees, it was out of pure compassion. Of course, it was the compassion of Shripad Narad Muni, which Lord Krishna was facilitating. And herein, the Prachetas are uprooting and burning these trees is out of sheer anger. And if we take the case of these two trees, Nalakur and Manigreve, they also acted contrary to their position. And Narad Muni, it appears that Narad Muni is cursing them. It appears that Narad Muni is being angry on them. In fact, Parikshit Maharaj, in this Damodar Leela, beginning of Damodar Leela, is asking this question to Shukadeva Goswami, that how is it a saint like Narad Muni can become angry? Yena devashes tamaha. Parikshit Maharaj is using the word tamaha, the mode of ignorance. How could a saint like Narad Muni become angry on these two sons of Kuvera? And in reply to this question of Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, instead of accepting that Narad Muni became angry, Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Tayor Anugrahartha, that it was not anger, it was the supreme compassion, anugraha of Shrimad Narad Muni, that he cursed Shapam Dasyan Idam Jagau, that he cursed these two sons of Kuvera. So Shukdev Goswami is corroborating the fact that Narad Muni appearing to be angry on the two sons of Kuvera was issue-based anger, as the New Agers they say. There is issue-based anger and there is person-based anger. So in the same sixth canto later on, we have Daksha Prajapati who became angry on Narad Muni, and that was person-based anger. The same Daksha Prajapati who became angry on Lord Shiva in the fourth canto, we read, again that was person-based anger. But as far as Narad Muni appearing to be angry on the two sons of Kuvera was issue-based anger. Otherwise, even Shukadeva Goswami was sitting naked in front of Narad Muni when Narad Muni was hearing the same Srimad Bhagavatam, and the four Kumaras, they always roam around naked. Srila Prabhupada, he went to this Morning Star Ranch, a naked hippie commune, and he saw one person, he was planting some vegetables. And Prabhupada asked, looking at this person, just dressed in his birthday suit, in the four directions, asked, what are you doing? And he gave a very literal reply. He said, I'm planting vegetables. Prabhupada said, no, I'm asking, what are you doing with your life? And of course, that visit of Prabhupada was quite fruitful. Someone from there came with Srila Prabhupada, put on clothes, and became a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada later on. So, over here also we see that Narad Muni has encountered such kind of phenomena before, but over here we can see that when Nalakuvar and Manigri were acting contrary to their position, Narad Muni, out of compassion, he was angry just on that issue. A very striking example of issue-based anger is in the life of Srila Prabhupada. The deity installation ceremony of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in Amsterdam, and everything was a fiasco in that particular ceremony. Nothing was in order. Srila Prabhupada wanted to perform the yajna and he asked for fruits because there was no fruits around the sacrificial arena. And Prabhupada, he became a little angry that there are no fruits, so no proper yajna can be performed. So the president thought that Prabhupada is angry because maybe he is hungry. So he cut the fruits and brought a plate of fruits, cut fruits brought and offered to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, here are the fruits. And Prabhupada became all the more angry. And then the altar was all falling apart. There were, you know, TV cameras were there, but Prabhupada didn't care a fig about all that. He was so angry. And the entire temple hall was permeated with Srila Prabhupada's anger molecules, you can say. He was so angry that everyone could feel that heaviness. Nobody was even ready to look straight in the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. He appeared as if Lord Narsingadev reincarnate. And in that furious condition, Srila Prabhupada was sitting, and everyone was wondering, now, what should we do? What should be our next move? Should we go and beg forgiveness? Should we ask Srila Prabhupada to continue further with the ceremony? And as everyone was in a fix, there was a hippie just next to Srila Prabhupada who had just started coming a couple of days before in the temple, and with, you know, long beard, disheveled hair, he had a mala in his hand, and he was like, in a neutral way, a neutral party, observing everyone, observing Srila Prabhupada in angry mood, and he was observing all the devotees, very much tensed up. So he looked at Prabhupada, and he was very close to Prabhupada, and he said to Prabhupada, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Now all the devotees were all the more afraid. Maybe this fire will turn to an explosion now. So Srila Prabhupada looked at this hippie, and everyone thought this hippie is going to just, you know, go down in the earth. But Prabhupada surprisingly snatched his mala and started chanting. And after the whole ceremony was over, Srila Prabhupada was about to leave when the president came. Prabhupada, we have prepared a feast for you. Prabhupada said, send it in my room. And Prabhupada started walking towards his car, and the servant, he immediately arranged Srila Prabhupada's plate to go along with Prabhupada in the car, along with the prasadam plate. So he was having the prasadam plate. He ran to get along with Srila Prabhupada. He tripped and all the prasadam fell on the floor. So now he was thinking, should I go along with Prabhupada and ask someone else to bring the prasad, or should I wait, otherwise Prabhupada will ask for me. So he sat along with Prabhupada. You could tell someone else to bring the plate. Prabhupada asked, where is the prasad? He said, Prabhupada, the prasad fell as I was bringing. Prabhupada said, pick it up and bring it. So he ran back, he picked up the prasad and sat with Prabhupada in the car. And then Prabhupada in his room after the prasad, everyone just left the plate over there. No one was there with Prabhupada, looking at his furious condition. And then it was time for another servant of Prabhupada to massage, to give the night massage. So he was then asked to go in the lion's den. So he kind of just peeped in order to gather some courage to enter into Prabhupada's room to give him some massage. And amazingly, surprisingly, he saw Srila Prabhupada was on his bed, and he had locked his knees in his arms, and he was rocking back and forth, chanting, Jai Gaurnitai, Jai Gaurnitai, like that he was chanting. And he was totally surprised. So he entered inside looking Srila Prabhupada, you know, behaving like a small child, chanting Jai Gaurnitai. So he approached Srila Prabhupada and asked, Srila Prabhupada, just a minute ago, you appeared to be so furious, and now I see that like a child you are rocking. So Srila Prabhupada stopped rocking and looked at him. And Srila Prabhupada said, an ocean on the surface level might appear very turbulent, but deep below in the abyss, the ocean is very calm and quiet. So it was issue-based anger. And herein we see Narad Muni also, his anger on the two sons of Kuvera was of a similar kind. And how can we understand? Because Shukadeva Goswami, he's not just explaining to Parikshit Maharaj that why did, Narad Muni cursed these two sons. But before explaining the curse of Narad Muni, Shukadeva Goswami explains the intensity of the position in which these two personalities were. So we can understand that intensity of an offense is directly proportionate to the intensity of one's position. Now, in one verse, Shukadeva Goswami explains what was the position of these two sons of Kuvera. Rudrasya anucharau bhutva sudriptau dhanadatmajau kailasha upavane ramye mandakinyam madotkatau. He explains that first of all, these two sons of Kuvera, they were Rudrasya anucharau. They were personal associates of Lord Shiva. That was a very fortunate position of these two sons of Kuvera, to be the personal associates of a Mahajan like Lord Shiva. And secondly, they were the sons of Dhanada. They were the sons of Kuvera. Now in the fourth canto, it is mentioned that Kuvera, when he came to stop Dhruva Maharaj from killing the Yakshas, and Kuvera is benedicting Dhruva Maharaj with pure devotional service. So Kuvera is mentioned over there as a Mahabhagavat. And Srila Prabhupada writes that because Kuvera is a pure devotee himself, therefore he can benedict even Dhruva Maharaj in pure devotional service. So Kuvera, who is a pure devotee, a Mahabhagavat. So these two sons of Kuvera were the sons of a pure devotee, Mahabhagavat. That was the second fortunate position which these two sons had. Then thirdly, Kailasha Upavane. They were residing in the holy place, the holy mountain of Kailasha, the personal abode of Lord Shiva. And fourthly, they were taking bath Antah Pravishya Gangayam, Mandakini Ganga, the celestial Ganga. They were amidst the celestial Ganga. So if we see their position, the fortunate position of how they could be purified by all these different activities happening with them. First of all, being Anuchar of Shiva, sons of a Mahabhagavat, residing in Kailasha, and they were taking bath in Mandakini Ganga. But instead of being benefited by all of this, what were they doing? Instead of associating with Lord Shiva and getting benefited, they were associating with just some woman folk, Stri Janai. And instead of hearing from the sages in that holy place of Kailasha, they were simply singing some cinema songs, some mundane songs over there. And instead of getting purified through Mandakini Ganga, they were bathing naked with all these yuvatis over there. And they were performing some krida over there, it is mentioned. Anta pravishya gangayam chi kridatu yuvati bher. So, actually, Nalakuvar and Manigreve, being in this fortunate position, had received the ultimate result of being Anuchar of Shiva, of being son of a Mahabhagavat, of taking bath in Ganga, of residing in Kailash. What was the ultimate benefit they had received actually? That they got darshan of Narad Muni. So to get darshan of a pure devotee like Narad Muni in itself was a result of all of these things happening with Nalakuvar and Manigreve. But the gravest offense which they did, that they neglected the association of this great saint. So Shukdev Goswami explains that the intensity of offense is directly proportionate to the intensity of the position of the offender. So herein we can see that these two sons of Kuvera, what position they were in. And therefore, Narad Muni, out of compassion, not out of envy, he was not envying that they are enjoying and they are having a nice party, nice picnic over here, and I have to just roam around, do my preaching programs. So he was not envious, but he was feeling compassionate. He was pitying them. Now, if we draw parallels to our position, the position of Manigreve and Nalakuvar, we can also say that we are so fortunate to be the Anuchar of Prabhupada, like they were the Anuchar of Lord Shiva. So we can call ourselves also Anuchar of Prabhupada in ISKCON Upavane, the holy temples of ISKCON. And Dhanada Atmajau, just like they were having access to all the wealth of their father. Similarly, we also have a lot of access to material as well as spiritual wealth, being in ISKCON. And as they were taking bath in that Mandakini Ganga, so we also have the fortune of taking bath in the Ganga of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But just like Nalakuvar and Manigrive, as they misused their fortunate position, so even us, if we misuse all these fortunate positions which we have, then definitely, yes, we may think that just like they received the mercy, we may also receive the mercy like both of them, but it might be the opposite maybe. Therefore, our glory is not anything which is our qualification, as Prabhupada said, that I created your qualification. Like there is this nice story of one time Lord Vishnu visiting Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu was on his Vahan, Garuda, and as he was approaching Lord Shiva, Garudji looked at all the snakes which were on the body of Lord Shiva. And one of the snakes on the body of Lord Shiva started hissing at Garudji. Now, snakes are the natural food for an eagle. Now, Garudji, when he heard all of this hissing by one of the snakes on the neck of Lord Shiva, so Garudji started laughing. And Garudji, he said that you are thinking that you can hiss at me and you are acting very smart, but let me tell you that it is not you, it is your sthana. He said, sthana pradhanam na bala pradhanam sthane stito ka purusho pi sura janami nagendra tava prabhavam kanthe stito garjasi shankarasya. That it is not your glory, it is the glory of your sthana where you are situated right now. Sthana pradhanam na bala pradhanam. Because Lord Shiva has given shelter of his neck and you are situated on the neck of Lord Shiva, that is making you so powerful and you are hissing at me. Otherwise even Vasuki, that great serpent, he slithers away in fear of me. So, you know, like in contemporary language, we could say, bahar mil batata hon, you know. When two people become angry, and if the place is very powerful, favoring one person, so the person, he says, you know, just meet me outside, I'll show you. So Garudji, you know, in that way was telling to this small water snake, he called him, that you just meet me outside of this sthana that you are situated on the neck, and then I'll show you who I am. So similarly, what makes us so balavan is the sthana in ISKCON. ISKCON is glorious. The society created by Srila Prabhupada has all the power. And we somehow or the other just bumped into, by stroke of some good fortune, we just bumped into this fortunate sthana. And if we are not living up to the fortunate position given to us, then something very untoward can also happen in our life. And it has happened in so many devotees' life. Also the episode of the churning of the milk ocean, wherein the devatas and the asuras, both of them, Shukadeva Goswami in a beautiful verse explains that how not only sthana, but kala, the karma, the hetu, everything was same. Evam sura suragana samadeshe hetu karma artha. Shukadeva Goswami explains, evam sura suragana samadesha kala hetu artha karma mati. These six things were same, sama, for both the asuras and the suras. The desha was the milk ocean. The kala was the same. Both were churning at the same time. It was not that the demigods were churning on a good muhurt. Therefore, they got the nectar. And the demons were churning at a different time. Because also, one's power can be seen not just in sthana pradhana or desha pradhana, but also kala pradhana. When the kala is pradhan, that time also a person might appear to be very powerful. Just like I was reminded, today is Friday the 13th. According to some people, this is a very, very inauspicious day. I don't know why. Why is it considered to be such an inauspicious day, you know? Friday the 13th. I read a couple of years ago that one person in Romania, on this particular day, he was so fearful to go out on his work and do anything outside, he locked himself. He brought all the groceries for that day so that he shouldn't have to go out. And just the beginning of this day, Friday the 13th, he was shaving, and a poisonous wasp just stung on his cheek, and he was bedridden for months. And later on, then he decided that this particular day, you know, it etched more deeper in his heart that it's a very inauspicious day. I tried to save myself, like Hiranyakashipu, from all sides, but still, you know, the wasp stung him. So sometimes even Kala can influence. But over here, the Kala was same. Sama Desha Kala. Then Artha, the kind of ingredients they were putting in for the churning of the milk ocean, the herbs, all these Artha was the same. Then Hetu, the medium which they had used to churn the milk ocean, the Mandrachal Parva, that was common. And the Karma which they were doing, both them were churning, and the Mati, the objective was the same, to get the nectar. But then what made the difference? Tatra mritam phalam anjasapur vikalpa. That the phala was different. Everything was same. But why did the demigods got the nectar and the demons didn't get? Because yatpada pankaja raja shrenan na daitya. Because the daityas had not taken shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And because the demigods had taken shelter, that made the difference. So similarly, we might have two devotees living in the same temple, the same sthana, and doing the same activities, getting up together, attending the same Mangalarti in front of the same deities, eating the same prasad, even though it might be of two different varieties, and drinking the same water and using the same toilets, getting the same facilities, everything, you know, sama, desha, kala, artha, hetu, everything might be same for these two devotees, but you find one devotee flourishing in his Krishna consciousness and somebody else might not so much flourishing in his Krishna consciousness. Why? Because it depends again, how much do we take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though everything else might be the same. So over here, the sthana was so powerful for Nalakuvar and Manigri, but because they were taking shelter of sense gratification, so therefore, Narad Muni, he cursed them. And I actually had got this letter again, which I had read out a couple of previous classes ago, which is very much corroborating to this point of this letter by Srila Prabhupada, to this point of how if a person is not properly taking shelter of the fortunate sthana in which he is, then how he has to be in a very lamentable position for the rest of the life. So Srila Prabhupada wrote this letter to one of his senior disciples who had disappointed him and had caused some problems and had left. So Srila Prabhupada writes this. It's a very powerful letter. Again, I feel like reading this. Srila Prabhupada writes, I had given you a chance to be such a big and valuable instrument of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his glorious Krishna consciousness movement. I gave you a chance to play such a key role in spreading his movement. But now I am hearing so many things that you are doing, and you should know how forlorn it has made me. But I know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will send me the right person to spread his Krishna consciousness movement, if not you, somebody else. You could have taken the credit, but now somebody else will take it. And it was like a big blow kind of Srila Prabhupada gave. And it is said Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is much more greater than our silly conditionings. So Srila Prabhupada over here, he very strongly said that I gave you all the opportunity to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and become a valuable instrument, but you lost it. But if not you, somebody else will take the credit and spread the Krishna consciousness movement. So over here, the two sons of Kuvera who were cursed by Narad Muni. And then of course Shukdev Goswami explains that it was not out of tamaha, not out of anger, but tayor anugrahartha, out of pure compassion. And what was that pure compassion? That curse, if we analyze, was just pure benediction. Now, because they were bathing naked, according to the law of karma, anyways, they would get the life of trees. As you know, our scriptures explain that anyone who is behaving like that get the lives of trees. So according to law of karma, anyways, they were supposed to become trees in their next life. And Narad Muni also made them trees. So what is so glorious? The laws of nature anyways would have made them trees. But what was the anugraha of Narad Muni? Narad Muni made them trees, not just anywhere else. Made them trees in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Now, even Lord Brahma and Uddhava, they are praying that may we become blade of grass, and that too outskirts of Vrindavan. But here, these two sons of Kuvera, not just blade of grass, but they became two huge Yamala Arjuna trees. And not just outskirts of Vrindavan, they were in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Right in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, receiving all the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna, witnessing, we are singing this Damodar Ashtakam, we are kind of envisioning the Damodar Leela while singing, but here they were having the live telecast of the Damodar Leela, both these sons of Kuvera. That was the great anugraha of Shripad Narad Muni. And the second anugraha which Narad Muni made upon them was that not only will you be trees, but you will remember what mistake you committed. Smriti Syan. So you will have the remembrance of your offense, and before Krishna comes, that remembrance of your offense, in that fire of repentance, you will be purified. Because in order to have the association of Lord Sri Krishna, you have to be purified of your heart. So in that remembrance, Smriti Syan, you will be purified, the fire of repentance. And the third anugraha, which Shripad Narad Muni gave to these two sons, that Vasudeva Sanidhyam, that you will receive the Sanidhya of none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now one might ask that even the demons, they got the Sanidhya of Vasudeva, Putana, very closely associated with Krishna. And, Aghasur, Bakasur, they also got the Sanidhya of Vasudev. But the topmost benediction which Narad Muni is awarding to these two sons is Labdha Bhakti Bhavishyata. That not only will you have Vasudev Sanidhya, but you will revive back your dormant Bhakti for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that was the topmost benediction, that you will revive your dormant bhakti. And we saw this past time that how these two personalities, they started offering prayers, and the kind of prayers they are offering, that let us be engaged always wherever we are in hearing and chanting your glories, my dear Lord. So this was the anugraha of Shripad Narad Muni on these two sons of Kuvera. And we can also learn over here from this particular episode, the Prachetas, who were supposed to be Mahabhaga Prajanam Pati, mentioned in this verse, they acted contrary to their position, and Somadev is reminding them. So similarly, if we also, who have been put in this fortunate position, and we might be Mahabhagas as far as just the sthana is concerned, as far as what we have received by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we should always remember that. And I read a very nice quote which said that it is not very important what your lofty goals are. People might have lofty goals. You might say that my goal is to have Krishna Prem. But it is more important what that goal is doing to you right now. So even if somebody might not have that lofty goal, but that person is progressing and getting purified to some extent. But if somebody is just sitting and thinking that I have a lofty goal, therefore I am big, that will not make much of a difference. So therefore, we should, by our activities and by our surrender, become really Mahabhaga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.